This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush has what he wished for, Republican control of Congress. But the president will have to work with Republican leaders in the House and Senate to accomplish his agenda, and it won't be easy to blame Democrats when things don't go the president's way. Joining me now are Frank Donatelli, who worked on President Reagan's transition team and is now an attorney here in Washington, D.C., and Mike McCurry, who was President Clinton's press secretary and is now chairman and CEO of Grassroots Enterprise, a political software company. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Mr. Donatelli, did the voters deliver a mandate on Tuesday?
Well, Bob, I don't know quite know what mandate means. I will say this, that they seem to be very, very comfortable with President Bush and his leadership, and they were likely to reward candidates that said they could work with President Bush and that President Bush asked them to support. So I don't know if that's a mandate on specific issues, if it's a party mandate, but I think the one thing we can definitely say about Tuesday's returns is that the country does trust this president, and he is the one, I think, most responsible for the results.
Mike McCurry, what do you think?
I think I like the result on West Wing last night. Bart let in a landslide a lot better.
Hey, wait a minute. I haven't seen the tape yet.
Look, there is some truth to the notion that President Bush had a very, very strong showing yesterday. But I think overreading that mandate to say that there's a lot of that agenda that he can now press forward absent support from the center of the Democratic Party, which after all is still pretty close to a 50-50 split in Congress, would not be the right read by the White House. I think the president needs to show a little more of that compassionate side of conservatism and reach out to Democrats. I think he made some effort to do that yesterday, but Democrats, meanwhile, have got to avoid, you know, succumbing to self-flagellation and despair and recrimination and get back on a message that opens up the center of the political spectrum to the kinds of ideas that they promoted in 1992 and 1996.
Mr. Donatelli, how do you think the results will affect the Republican legislative agenda?
Well, it's not stalled any longer. I think all Republicans are invigorated now and are anxious to push forward and try to accomplish a lot of that agenda. I think it's going to be two very, very fruitful years, certainly the first year before we get into the 2004 presidential elections. I think there's going to be a move to make the tax cuts permanent. I think you're going to get a prescription drug bill now, probably more along the lines of what the Republicans have been advocating by using private insurance. I think you're going to have an energy bill next year, and most certainly you're going to have a vote on the Senate floor of that of those spate of judicial nominations for to the Court of Appeals, which up until now have been held hostage by the Democratic-controlled Senate Judiciary Committee. And there are other things also, by tort reform may be on the agenda too. So, but I do agree that 51 votes is not enough to pass anything in the Senate, that there's going to have to be a lot of negotiation to accomplish these things. But that's good. The president's going to need Democratic votes. I think he's going to reach out for Democratic votes. But I think you're going to have a much more fruitful legislative session this next year than you did this past year.
Mr. McCurry, aren't Democrats now in a position of taking off the restraints and being able to let go of the president?
Well, they don't have the responsibility for actually producing a legislative agenda in the Senate, which I think is liberating in some sense, but they can't just be obstructionist either. They've got to figure out where they engage with this president on all of those issues that Frank mentioned and where they contribute some useful new ideas to the debate. I think the idea that we can just kind of go back and sulk with the left wing of our party and try to find some way to heighten the contradiction is not going to be a successful formula for us in the next 2 years, nor does it set up a successful winning strategy for 2004. We've really got to figure out how to engage and how to get back on an agenda that promotes economic growth and the positive use of government as a tool that can help the American people. That's the strength of the Democratic Party, and that's where we're going to get back to a winning formula.
Which is what some people are advocating, Mike, are they not, that
Well, some people are advocating for that we just kind of go with the same failed strategies that we've used in the past to try to, you know, go back to the left of the party and kind of sit there and try to find some way to run a campaign that is more oriented to that message. I think we know from President Clinton's success in 1992 and 1996 that you've got to speak to the broad moderate center of the American electorate if you want to win national elections.
Yeah, and you know, I think that was one of the things, Bob, that was really encouraging about this election. One of the things that President Bush understands is that even though he narrowly won the 2000 presidential election, that the Republican vote totals in some very key voter groups had really been dwindling for the previous dozen years, and he set about to try to bring more votes into the Republican column. He obviously succeeded because we won some elections, but...
Well, I think, and the other interesting thing is that where they put that effort in turning out a vote, they actually did very well, but you didn't see broadly across the country any significant shift where they did not devote resources to get out the vote, and that's a tactical victory, not a strategic victory, and I think Democrats need to remember that.
Mr. Donatelli, with the Republicans' control of the White House and both houses of Congress, who do you blame now when things don't go wrong?
You blame the people in power. I'm not going to shrink from that. You know, I mean, we don't. I hope I speak for most activist Democrats too, including Mike. You know, we don't do all this just for short-term tactical advantage. I mean, we get into politics because we want to accomplish something. I know President Bush feels that way, and we have an opportunity now to do some of the things that I talked about earlier, and these are things that he wants to do. And so it's incumbent upon the Republicans, because we have the majority in both chambers, to try to negotiate and compromise and move some of these bills through.
Bob, the last time the president had control of both houses was 93-94, and I think we all in the Democratic Party remember how that story ended up. That was a very dark day after the midterm election in 1994. We're not nearly as bad off as Democrats today as we were then.
Of course, Democrats still have the power of the filibuster in the Senate.
They do, and they have to use that very, very wisely. If they try to block things that I think the American people clearly want to see some progress on, the American people want a prescription drug benefit somehow or other under Medicare. They want to see some progress on tax reform. They want to see entitlement reform and securing Social Security, all the things that have been on the agenda for so long. What they don't want to see is a lot of partisan bickering that looks like it's posturing for the next election and not aimed at trying to get some things done that move the agenda forward.
Well, isn't that what Washington does now? I mean, haven't the 2004 elections begun?
Well, that's the danger. The danger is it's more of the same, more gridlock, more partisan rancor. There's been too much of that in Washington, and I think, you know, the most stunning statistic probably of all was that only a third of those eligible to vote went out to the polls. I think we've got to do some things to reinvigorate the quality of the debate, and Americans reward a consensus and compromise and working together. If we see more of that, I think both parties will somehow or other benefit from that rising tide.
Well, I think one area where there has been progress is the war on terrorism. The president's had a lot of Democratic votes on some of the things that he's done, and that's been criticized by some Democratic activists as being a reason why Democrats didn't do better.
Well, I think at one point declaring that we need to get back to quote-unquote our issues, as if going to war is not somehow or other an issue for all political parties and all Americans, was probably not a good idea. I agree with you. This is a country that will likely be at war within a matter of months, and that reshapes the political debate in and of itself.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Frank Donatelli worked on President Reagan's transition team, is now an attorney here in Washington. Mike McCurry was President Clinton's press secretary, is now chairman and CEO of Grassroots Enterprise, a political software company.